Amen. And Jesus asked him, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and I can't get you to do nothing? You haven't accepted me as your Lord and Savior. You won't obey me. You won't go when I say go. Stop when I say stop. You won't act right. Why are you calling me Lord? You're taking my name in vain. Don't take it. And remember the Sabbath day. That's the other one. Amen. Remember the Sabbath day. And that was given to the Jews. And we could be here arguing about that. But that was given to the Israelites to remember the Sabbath day. And Jesus created for us a Christian Sabbath. And so Jesus was the fulfillment of the Sabbath day. He fulfilled the shadow. So therefore, amen, we don't have to worship the shadow. Have I got a witness? I wish I had a witness. You see, he fulfilled the shadow. It was about rest. And how many of y'all know I rest in him? I didn't rest until Sunday. Yeah, amen. Until he got up. Amen. I didn't have no Sabbath. The Jewish Sabbath is Saturday. It can always be Saturday, but I'm not a Jew. And I was not included. I did not experience the rest until Sunday when he rose on the first. I wish I had a witness. That got me included right there. And this, amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And you ought to remember the Sabbath day. You ought to honor your mother and your father. I can see now I'm not going to get to the sermon. I can see that. I can see it coming. I can see it coming, Cynthia. I'm not going to get to the sermon. I can tell it. I can tell it right now. I can tell it. Amen. Amen. You ought to honor, you ought to respect your parents. Amen. Your mother and your father. Amen. Amen. You ought to respect both of them. Have I got a witness here? Amen. Honor your mother and father. Respect them. Do what they say. As long as they're walking topside of the ground, they will always be mama and daddy. Amen. They're always telling you what to do. Amen. You always play a secondary role. Whatever they say goes. Amen. Amen. And you ought to honor them. Amen. You ought not murder. Amen. He said, thou shalt not kill. It didn't mean thou shalt not kill. It means they can kill, but thou can't kill. Amen. 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 You can't take the law in your own hands. Thou shalt not kill. It doesn't mean that they shall not kill. In a case where something has been tried and witnesses have been confirmed that this person, case has been adjudicated, and now the conclusion is there's a judicial place where life has to be taken because it's the only highest premium of life. I can't say I want your shoes if you kill somebody. Amen. I can't say bring me your car keys. I can't say I'm going to take your house because nothing has a higher premium on life but life. And the only way to stop you from killing somebody else is to tell you if you kill somebody, then you'll be killed. But I can't take matters in my own hand. I don't go around killing. But if the law is a judicial place for the law, well, the fact of the matter is that you may have to come to the next service before you get the sermon. Amen. This is still the introduction. Amen. 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 That thou shalt not have. Thou shalt not murder. Amen. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen. You only get one woman for life. Amen. One bed. Everybody shout one bed. That's the way God ordained it. Amen. Amen. One bed. Amen. God made a woman, a man and a woman to have one bed for life to bring forth a family into the world. Amen. Amen. And you'll know whoever should be in the bed if they can bring out the family. The purpose of the husband and wife is not just for their pleasure, but for their procreation. And God wants you to protect that marriage bed that it don't become adulterated. Have I got a witness? Pollute the pool. Amen. Don't pollute the marriage bed. Amen. One woman, and we could be on that a long time, but the truth of the matter is that I don't want you stealing. Amen, amen, amen. I don't want you stealing nobody else's stuff. These rules that he laid out, amen. Don't steal nobody else's stuff. Brother Lee, don't take nobody. If it don't belong to you, amen. Brother Lee didn't do it, but I'm just telling you. Don't, amen, amen. Don't take nobody else's stuff. Don't steal your neighbor's stuff, amen. Ever got a witness? Don't cover. Don't desire, amen, your neighbor's wife. Amen. Don't desire your neighbor's house. Amen. Desire your neighbor's field. Don't desire your neighbor's ox. Don't desire his ass or his donkey. Don't desire anything that is thy neighbor's. Amen. 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 And this has to do with coveting. Not the same as committing adultery, although that can be committed in your heart. Amen. That's when the deed is done. Don't confuse the deed with the desire. The covet is talking about the desire. But committing adultery is talking about the deed. Amen. But the fact of the matter is that he says, I don't want you to do that. And God gave them this two commandments. He gave them, amen, two commandments. He gave them two sets. Have we got a witness? They got two tablets. Amen. And it was written on two sides. Amen. Some believe it had two sets. Amen. And it was autographed by God. It was written with God's own finger. It came from God, according to verse 22. God wrote it. Have we got a witness? With his own pen, with his own finger. Written with the finger straight from heaven. God put words on tablets. Have I got a witness? In chapter 5, verse 22, straight from heaven, he wrote them on the tablets of stone, and Moses said he gave them to me and told me to bring them down to you. Amen. God said, I wrote it personally. Amen. God, is that strong enough for you? We can go home with that. Amen. That's enough right there. I said it. Can everybody shout, I said it. Amen. God said, I said it. And they said, we saw God in verse 24. We saw him. We saw a theophany. It is an appearance of God. It was at a distance, but it was an appearance of God, because he said in verse 24, surely the Lord God has shown us. Amen. He's shown us his glory. Amen. This is where my computer went in. I didn't get a chance to get it. He's shown us his glory. Amen. God says we have seen his glory. That's why I don't let him, Lord have mercy. Come on, brother. God said you have shown us, amen, his glory. God showed it to us. Amen. Amen. And that means that God has shown us his glorious appearance. That's the kind of God that we serve. God has shown us his glorious appearance. One version says, the Lord our God has shown us how great and glorious he was. Amen. We have heard from his voice. Amen. Today we have seen. And the fact of the matter is that people can live and speak to God. Amen. Amen. God, we was in his presence, and through that experience, and then I told Moses to go back in verse 27. Go back, Moses, and listen to everything that the Lord our God has said, and return and tell us, because we don't like to be in the presence of God, him talking to us out of that fire. We don't want to, amen, we don't want to experience that. So, Moses, you go talk to God, and you just come tell us. Amen, amen. We can't, he's too powerful. We don't want to be in his person. And you know what the Lord said? He said, the Lord heard what they said. You got to be careful what you say. Amen. God is listening. Amen. God is listening, according to verse number 28. God is listening. Amen. It says, then the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me, and the Lord said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of these people. And you know what? They're right. All that the people have said, all those words are right. Amen. He says, I've heard what the people have said. One version says it this way. The Lord heard what you said to me, and he said to me, I have heard what the people said to you. Everything they said was good. Amen. Everything. What did they say? They said, Moses, you tell us what God says. And he says that what you said to us is that at the end of verse 27, you said that you will hear it and do it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's a good thing. You ought to hear what God said. And he said, Moses, go tell them they're right. That's a good thing for them to hear what I got to say and to do it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have you been doing what the Lord so told you to do? Amen. Now, does it go in one ear? Amen. Amen. Have you been hearing or listening? I wish I had a witness. I mean, I know you've been at church, but I mean, have you been hearing? Hearing is involuntary. Amen. Amen. Hearing, you can hear without trying to. Have you been sitting in the car and then the radio has been on, but you've been talking to your wife and then you didn't hear nothing the radio said? But you heard it. But you wasn't listening. Hearing is involuntary. It just comes naturally. Hearing comes from the stimulation of the nerve impulses to the brain. And you can hear something without even paying attention to it. But listening is voluntary. You can hear something that's involuntary. That's unintentional. But listening is voluntary. Listening is intentional. Listening is paying attention. Listening means I'm trying to hear what God has got to say. Amen. Some people not trying to hear. They're just not trying to hear what God got. I just ain't trying to hear that, Lord. I just ain't trying to hear it. I don't like it. I'm just not trying to hear it. You ever hear somebody tell you that? Amen. I know what you're talking about. I'm just not trying to hear that. Amen. That's what we say to God. Lord, I'm just not trying to hear it. Amen. But you ought to hear. He said, now they did a good thing. I'm gonna skip to the end of this. They said that look, they wanted to hear what I got to say. Go back and tell them. Matter of fact, tell them they're right. Tell them that they are right what they have spoken. And then he goes on to say, amen, amen. He says, oh, I wish I had a witness. God here is lamenting. Oh, that they had a heart. Amen. Oh, that they had a heart. Amen. Notice what he said in verse 29. Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep my commandment always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Oh, if they were just trying to hear me. They weren't trying to hear me, but oh, that there was such a heart in them. And what God is saying here, I wish they felt better about me. Amen. We want to talk about the fact that God, I wish that you felt better about him. We want to talk about the full benefits. And we want to talk also about the future is bright. But we won't get to it this morning. You know that already. But the truth of the matter is we're going to get to some of it. We can eat a little of it. We ain't got time to eat it all. But the fact of the matter is that listening to God, he said, people would listen to me if they felt better. I wish you felt better. And when I wish you wanted to hear what I got to say. Amen. People that don't listen to God, they don't want to listen. You see, you have to want to listen. And that's the starting point. Because that's why he said what he said. Oh, that they would hear. Amen. If they had a heart in them. If it was in their heart, a lot of folk don't act right because they don't want to hear what God has to say. They're walking in the flesh and they ain't trying to hear it. But that's where it starts. That's where you end and God begins. You have got to want, you got to have open ears and you have to pay attention to what God wants to say to you. And sometimes folk just not trying to hear it. So he said, I wish they had the right kind of heart. I wish they would feel better about what I got to say to them. Because if they did, they would be able then to embrace all of the benefits and all of the blessings. But they can't experience them because they don't really want to hear what I got to say. They're not trying to hear it. Amen. They won't listen. God told Israelites in Matthew chapter 27, chapter 23, verse 37. He said, "Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem." He repeated it for emphasis. When God say, "Verily, verily." And when he say something twice, he's repeating it for emphasis. "Oh, Jerusalem. Amen. Thou that killest the prophets and stone those," in Matthew 23, 37, "and stone those who are sent to you." He said, "How often I would have gathered you as a chicken gathered her little chicks under her wings, but you wouldn't listen. You didn't want it." Oh, Jerusalem. God is a good God. He knows you are not perfect. God is not trying to beat you over your head because of your sins. He feels sorry for you because he know we got a messed up nature. And he's saying, you know, just like a father would cry over his children and you just trying to get them to do right. "Oh, my son, don't do that. That's going to hurt you. Oh, it just breaks my heart that you don't want to obey my word. Oh, son, don't do that. That's going to hurt you. Oh, my child. Oh, you're hurting me." You see the word "oh." Can everybody shout "oh"? He said, "Oh, that they had the right kind of heart, that they would want to hear me." God said, "I want to bless you. If you were just excited and enthusiastic about receiving what I have to say instead of walking in your own ways." I guess what I'm saying is I wish you would listen to me. That's all. We got folk that won't listen. Now, the fact of the matter is, you know what it's like if you had a child that wouldn't listen. You see, I'm telling them what they need to hear, but they ain't trying to hear it. God says something very amazing. He says in Psalms 81:10, he said, "Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it." God says, "Open your mouth wide. I want to bless you with a big blessing. Don't come with cracked lips." Amen. That ain't going to get it. I want to put something. Amen. I want to put a blessing. I want to give you some good blessing. "Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it." God says, if you open your mouth, but you wouldn't listen. You wouldn't listen. God says, "I wish you would." Now, and you notice what else he says. He says that not only he said, "I want you to feel better about me, but I want you to I want you to receive full benefits. I want you to get full benefits. Get all the benefits." Do you notice what he said? He says, "I want you to get the full benefits." In verse number 29, he said, "I wish they had a heart for me that they would always keep all my commandments." Amen. I don't want you to get some of the benefits. I want you to get all the benefits. I want to get you to get the full benefits of being a Christian. And some people may be sitting here now, they're not receiving the full benefits. They're not getting all the benefits because they're not trying to hear what God has to say. I want you to get the full benefits, and I want you to walk and follow me fully. I want you to follow. Amen. I don't want you to miss out on your blessings. Amen. I want you to follow me full speed ahead. And verse number 32 says, I don't want you to turn to the right hand or to the left. I don't want you to drift on me. Amen. I don't want you to turn to the right. I want you to do exactly what I want you to do. Amen. I want you to feel me. Well, the fact of the matter is God wants us to obey him. He wants us to get the full benefits. Now, you can't get all the benefits if you're not doing everything he said. Now, some people say, well, God said that we ought not forsake ourselves to go to church on Sunday. Yeah, you went to church on Sunday, but you did something else Saturday. And you did something else Friday night. And you did something else Monday. You can't get the full benefits. Do you want all the benefits or just some of the benefits? It's more than just coming to church and getting your hands praising the Lord every now and then. I want you to get all, I want you to experience all the blessings that I have for you. I don't want you to come up short at the short end of the stick. Spend all your best years with the devil out there experimenting at the school of hard knocks, doing things, wasting time and energy on the wrong thing, going in the wrong direction. I don't want you to do that. I want you to get the full. What would happen if you were to walk in all the ways of the Lord and you would begin to experience his full benefits package? I ain't got time, because the truth of the matter is, God says, I want you to do exactly what I told you to do. Don't turn to the right hand or to the left. I want you to get all of these benefits I got waiting for you. And son, don't you want the best for your children? You know, you don't want them to miss out on nothing. If you had your way, they would get every blessing you know they ought to have, but they won't. They ain't trying to hear it. But when they do that, they're not receiving the full benefits. And God says, I want to give you the full benefits, but you got to listen to me. As I conclude, he says that I want you to feel better. You got to want what I want you to have. I wish you had a heart that makes you want what I want. And then if you feel better, I want you to get the full benefits. When you want it, you're going to get all the benefits. You're going to walk in all the commandments of the Lord. And then after that, you need to know that you are going to have, your future is going to be bright. Your future is going to be bright if you walk in my ways. Your future, you're going to have a bright future. And he says, God makes it plain that I want you to have a bright future. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. They are thoughts of peace and not evil. They're not bad. They're thoughts of, they're good, they bring you peace and not evil. And he says, I want to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. Brother York texted that out. I said, he found a good one. That's another good scripture. It's a whole lot in the Bible to all the brothers. One version says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 this way. I said this because I know what I plan for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you, not plans to hurt you. Now, this is what God said. I will give you hope in a good future. God said, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give you hope in a good future. Do you want it? But you got to be willing to listen. You got to want it. You got to be trying to hear what God has to say. And he says that that they would just recognize how much I want to bless them, and they would, if they would feel better about what I'm saying, and that they would get the full benefits for their children forever. It was not only going to bless you, it's going to bless the next generation. You're going to walk in my ways, and you're going to pass the baton on down to your children. And they going to walk in my ways. And he says, I want you to get all of the benefits. But I'm afraid that oftentimes we haven't received all of the benefits because we won't listen. And therefore, we don't have a bright future. God says there's pain up ahead. There are problems up ahead if you don't walk in my ways. There is depression up ahead. There's discouragement up ahead if you don't walk in my ways. If you won't listen to me, you're in for a rough ride. You're going to have a long haul. You're going to have a difficult life. You're going to go through the school of hard knocks. Many of us now got knots on our heads simply because we would not listen. I haven't got a witness. God wants you to be in the listening position, because he got good plans for you. But many of us are not experiencing a happy life. You're not a happy camper because you haven't been listening to God. You've done some things that God said, I want you to walk in victory. I want you to have a happy life. I don't want you to live a defeated life. Amen. I don't want you to go through have a life full of pain and problems. Amen. Amen. You're not experiencing the best life. God said, I want you to experience the best life. I want you to live your best life. And if you're going to live your best life, then you have got to walk in my ways. Money ain't going to give you your best life. Even your degrees won't give you your best life. Having the finest car won't give you the best life. We just witnessed folk now committing suicide who got everything. They got the fame. They got the fortune. They got the fitness. One could eat what he wanted to and didn't seem like he gained no weight at all. Got everything you want. You can have it all. And then you will die and leave here because it was something missing. It was something that you didn't get. It was something you didn't have. And you thought that death was the answer to it. It was something you were missing, and you looked all around, but you did not look up. You looked in the horizontal plane, but you didn't look in the vertical plane. How many of y'all know that? Do you know that God brings fulfillment and joy? And somebody said, this joy that I have, you can't buy it. You can't drink it. You can't sniff it. You can't smoke it. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. The Bible.